Valspar Ultra starts at just $29.98 a gallon. So we've got you covered when your daughter wants to paint her room again after last year's masterpiece of a unicorn mural.
Dad, please.
Or when you realize that maybe you went too hard on the greige.
I miss color.
Or when you were sure you wanted a home gym, but your elliptical is currently hanging your laundry.
What about a home office?
Shop everything you need for your next phase with Valspar. Available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor of the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. A Catholic community is mourning the deaths of two students in a church shooting. AP correspondent Mike Hempen has more.
Hundreds gathered to honor the children shot in a Minneapolis Catholic church. Minneapolis Archbishop Bernard Hebda said there was courage, bravery, and love in the midst of the shootings that killed two children and wounded 17 people. Speaking at a packed Wednesday night vigil, Hebda said the front of the Annunciation Church where the shootings occurred reads House of God and the Gate of Heaven.
How is it that such a terrible tragedy could take place in a place that's the House of God and the Gate of Heaven? It's unthinkable.
Minneapolis Police Chief Ryan O'Hara says the gunman, 23-year-old Robin Westman, posted a manifesto on YouTube. O'Hara says the children who died were 8 and 10. I'm Mike Hempen.
In other news, the director for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Susan Menares, has been fired after less than 1 month in the job. Her departure coincided with the resignations this week of at least four top CDC officials.
Experiences cemented my belief. Good public health saves lives.
That was Susan Menares at her Senate confirmation hearing in June. But the White House says the now former CDC director is not aligned with President Trump's agenda, refused to resign, and has been fired.
I will ensure all recommendations are backed by publicly available gold standard science.
Her lawyers say she was targeted for standing up for science, refusing, in their words, to rubber stamp unscientific, reckless directives and fire dedicated health experts. Her departure coincided with the resignations this week of at least four other top CDC officials. I'm Ben Thomas.
And Iran's rial currency fell to near record lows today. Concerns are growing that European nations could move to start a process to reimpose United Nations sanctions over Iran's nuclear program. An Iranian diplomat warned it would make no sense for Tehran to work with nuclear inspectors if UN sanctions are reimposed. And seven migrants transferred from the U.S. to Rwanda arrived in mid-August. No information was provided about the identities of those deported. Earlier this month, the East African country said it would accept up to 250 deportees from the U.S. In sports, All-Star Freddie Freeman was out of the Los Angeles Dodgers lineup yesterday because of a nerve issue in his neck. Manager Dave Roberts says he'll be back on Friday. This is AP News. AP correspondent Karen Shamas reports on a call from the Pope for Israel to stop punishing Palestinians in Gaza.
Pope Leo XIV is demanding that Israel stop the collective punishment and forced displacement of Palestinians in Gaza.
Che tanto terrore, distruzione e morte ha causato.
Leo was interrupted twice by applause as he read aloud his latest appeal to end Israel's offensive and blockade of aid in Gaza during his weekly general audience on Wednesday. Palestinians in Gaza are bracing for Israel's promised increased offensive in some of the territory's most populated areas, including Gaza City. I'm Karen Shamas.
And the European Commission says it will summon Russia's envoy to the European Union over the air attack earlier today that damaged the EU's diplomatic compound in Kyiv. Russia bombarded the Ukrainian capital with drones and missiles, killing at least 15 people and wounding 48. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
The top U.S. diplomat in Denmark has been summoned by the government after reports that people connected to President Donald Trump have been carrying out covert influence operations in Greenland. Danish broadcaster DR reported on Wednesday that at least three Americans have been involved in these operations. They allegedly conferred lists of U.S.-friendly Greenlanders and tried to influence local politics. The Danish Security and Intelligence Service believes Greenland is a target for influence campaigns. The US State Department says the Deputy Chief of Mission in Copenhagen had productive talks with Danish Foreign Ministry officials and reaffirmed their strong ties. The department declined to comment on what it called the actions of private US citizens in Greenland. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Trump administration has taken management of Washington, D.C.'s Union Station away from Amtrak. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy said that his department is taking management of the station, which serves as the main transportation hub in Washington. It's another example of how the federal government is exerting its power over the nation's capital. Duffy said that President Trump is pretty clear about what he wants for Amtrak and public transit.
He wants Union Station to be beautiful again. He wants transit to be safe again, and he wants our nation's capital to be great again. And today is part of that.
Duffy echoed the Republican president who said last week he wants $2 billion from Congress to beautify Washington as part of his crackdown on the city. National Guard troops have been on patrol inside and outside of Union Station after Trump launched the anti-crime effort earlier this month. A new COVID-19 shot has been approved by the FDA, but access is limited for some kids and adults. The new shots from Pfizer, Moderna, and Novavax are approved for all seniors. But the Food and Drug Administration narrowed their use for younger adults and children to those with at least one high-risk health condition, like asthma or obesity. That's a new barrier to access for millions of Americans who'd have to prove their risk. Also, Pfizer's vaccine will no longer be available for any children under 5. Parents will still be able to seek out shots from rival drug maker Moderna, which has full FDA approval for children as young as 6 months. The updated shots from all three companies target a coronavirus subtype named LP8.1. It's a recently dominant version of the virus that is closely related to some newly emerging cousins. Hiya Panjwani, Washington.
Alligator Alcatraz, the controversial ICE detention facility in Florida, will likely be empty in a matter of days, according to an email exchange shared with the Associated Press. In a message sent to Florida Rabbi Mario Roseman, who provides religious services there, Florida's Emergency Management Director Kevin Guthrie says, "We are probably going to be down to zero individuals within a few days." This comes as Republican Governor Ron DeSantis and the Trump administration fight a judge's order to shutter the facility by late October. Alligator Alcatraz was supposed to hold up to 3,000 detainees as part of Trump's deportation push. At one point, it held almost 1,000 detainees, but Representative Maxwell Frost, a Democrat, says he was told during a tour last week only up to 350 remain. I'm Julie Walker.
Gilmar Abrego Garcia wants to seek asylum in the U.S. His lawyers told a federal judge about his decision today. The 30-year-old has become the face of President Trump's hardline immigration agenda after he was deported to a prison in El Salvador in March. Last Friday, Abrego Garcia was released from a jail in Tennessee and was reunited with his family. In Spanish, he said, "Today is a special day because, thanks to God, I've returned to see my family again after more than 160 days. But on Monday, he was detained again in Baltimore by U.S. Customs and Immigration Enforcement. Administration officials have said he's part of the dangerous MS-13 gang, an allegation Abrego Garcia has denied. The Salvadoran national now faces deportation to Uganda. His lawyers are fighting this in court, arguing he has the right to express fear of persecution and torture in the African country. Abrego Garcia has told immigration authorities he would prefer to be sent to Costa Rica if he must be removed from the U.S. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
President Trump with a message for critics who think turning the government into a stockholder of tech company Intel is a socialist move. Trump says more is coming and he could cut those types of deals all day long. A possible target, defense contractors, at least according to public remarks by Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick.
It's not socialism. This is capitalism. If you give someone $11 billion.
The government getting a 10% stake at Intel through the conversion of billions in previously granted government funds and pledges. Free market conservatives are outraged. They see the moves as a direct hit to Republican orthodoxy that government should never try to take the place of private investors in picking corporate winners and losers. A Border Patrol agent in upstate New York has been sentenced to a year in federal prison after pleading guilty to charges related to ordering women entering the U.S. to show him their breasts. 53-year-old Shane Milan pleaded guilty in March to federal misdemeanor charges. He was accused of ordering several immigrant women crossing the southern border in 2023 to expose their breasts via webcam. While stationed in New York, Milan was processing arrivals along the southern border via video conferencing. Milan told the women the requests were part of the admission process, but prosecutors say it was for his own gratification. Julie Walker, New York.
A man convicted of killing three people is scheduled to receive a three-drug lethal injection this evening. Curtis Windham would become the 30th person executed in the U.S. in 2025. His death would be a record 11th execution in Florida this year. Windham was convicted of killing his girlfriend, her mother, and a man he says owed him $2,000 in 1992. His lawyers have filed numerous appeals over the years. His final appeals for a stay were rejected Wednesday by the Supreme Court. I'm Mike Hempen.
Minneapolis police say a shooting at a Catholic school has left three dead, including the shooter. The shooter opened fire with a rifle through the windows of a Catholic church in Minneapolis and struck children celebrating Mass during the first week of school. He killed two children, ages 8 and 14, and wounded 17 before killing himself. Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara identified the shooter.
That coward has been identified as 23-year-old Robin Westman. No prior criminal history.
FBI Director Kash Patel said that the shooting is being investigated as an act of domestic terrorism and a hate crime targeting Catholics. Governor Tim Walz called the shooting unthinkable.
So I ask the rest of folks around the country who are watching, keep us in your thoughts and prayers, but also keep us in the thoughts for action. Keep us in the ideas that we can work together.
I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Evacuation orders and warnings for several wildfires raging in western states as firefighters continue battling those blazes. In central Oregon, the flat fire threatening homes, Captain Steve Chapman.
We're out there really hammering down on those smokes, and with the weather today, it's going to really test us. It's going to really pop those smokes up for us. So that we can get those ones that have been hiding on us for the last few days.
Among the evacuations, actor Rainn Wilson from The Office posting on social media, he and his family had to flee their cabin near the town of Sisters. Last year, their California home was damaged by wildfire. Meanwhile, California's Picket Fire continues to burn over 6,000 acres near Napa Valley wine country. Public Information Officer Charles Kuniashi.
All efforts are being put in to contain this fire as quickly as possible. We've increased containment.
He says weather has been favorable in getting in those containment lines. It's also helping the Garnet Fire churning through the Sierra National Forest in Fresno County, where more than 9,000 acres have burned. I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is the AP Market Report. Stocks edged higher on Wall Street ahead of a closely watched earnings report from NVIDIA. The S&P 500 rose 0.2% Wednesday, beating the all-time high it set 2 weeks ago. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 147 points. It's about 0.3%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.2%. NVIDIA reported its latest results after the market closed. The company said its sales of artificial intelligence chipsets didn't grow as fast as analysts had hoped. NVIDIA's stock fell about 3% in after-hours trading. Cracker Barrel climbed 8%. The old-timey restaurant chain said it was scrapping a logo change that had caused a backlash on social media. Seth Sutel, New York.
Another cast member is out at Saturday Night Live. Emil Joaquin says he is not returning and indicated he was let go. Joaquin called it a gut punch of a call to get. He was a featured player on SNL. A few days ago, Devin Walker said he was leaving, writing on Instagram, "Me and the show did 3 years together and sometimes it was really cool." He also wrote, "Sometimes it was toxic as hell. But we did what we made the most of what it was, even amidst all the dysfunction." A note on the post wrote, "Wait, did he quit or did he get fired? This may not be the end of the SNL goodbyes." Executive producer Lauren Michaels says he anticipates changes going into season 51. In an interview with Puck, Michaels answered yes when asked if he expects to shake things up. I'm Ed Donahue.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolbaugh. Second-seeded Carlos Alcaraz breezed into the third round at the U.S. Open with a straight-set victory over Mattia Bellucci.
I just
trying to survive those matches and to give myself another opportunity.
Taylor Fritz, Ben Shelton, and Novak Djokovic won their second round matches. Women's top seed Aryna Sabalenka and Jessica Pegula also advanced. Major League Baseball, Dodgers all-star Freddie Freeman sat out Wednesday's game due to a recurring nerve issue in his neck. Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice has been suspended for 6 games for violating the NFL's personal conduct policy. The suspension follows his guilty plea to 2 third-degree felony charges related to a March 2024 crash in Dallas. The NFL's decision comes after an internal investigation and voids a scheduled hearing. Rice will miss the season opener against the Chargers in Brazil and a Super Bowl rematch with the Eagles. He will be eligible to return on October 19th. The Ravens made Kyle Hamilton the NFL's highest-paid safety with a 4-year, $100.4 million extension. U.S. Captain Keegan Bradley decided the best way to win back the Ryder Cup was to leave his golf clubs at home. Bradley filled out his 12-man roster Wednesday with 6 captain's picks that did not include himself. He had considered becoming the first playing captain of the Ryder Cup since Arnold Palmer in 1963 at East Lake. Instead, Bradley went with a pair of Ryder Cup rookies in New York native Cameron Young and Ben Griffin. Joining them as picks will be Justin Thomas, Colin Morikawa, Sam Burns, and Patrick Cantlay. U.S. Open opponents Taylor Townsend and Yelena Ostapenko got into a face-to-face argument on the sideline right after their second-round match ended. Townsend said Wednesday that Ostapenko told her she has no class and no education.
I don't know how she feels about me, but there's no, you know, beef on my side. She told me that I have no education, no class, and to see what happens if we play each other outside of the U.S. And I said, you know, I'm excited. Bring it.
Townsend, who is from Chicago, was a 7-5-6-1 winner against 2017 French Open champion Ostapenko, who is from Latvia. The confrontation took place after the two players met at the net for a post-match handshake. Ostapenko wagged a finger at Townsend as they spoke. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
Israeli and U.S. officials are meeting in Washington to discuss post-war Gaza, even as Israel's military calls the evacuation of Gaza City inevitable ahead of a military offensive and with no sign of a ceasefire in sight. The meeting comes as outrage mounts over this week's deadly Israeli strikes on a southern Gaza hospital that killed 20 people, including journalists and emergency responders. Israel's military has said it will investigate the attack. It offered no immediate explanation for striking twice and no evidence for an assertion that 6 of the dead were militants. As a growing chorus of international leaders urge Israel to reconsider its offensive and commit to talks, Pope Leo XIV calls for Israel to halt the collective punishment and forced displacement of Palestinians in Gaza. Rafael Grossi is receiving special police protection from Austria following a threat the Vienna-based organization has acknowledged, as its inspectors reportedly returned to Iran to monitor a fuel transfer as the country's sole nuclear power plant. Grossi, who plans to run for UN Secretary-General, is being protected by the Australian Police Cobra Unit. The IAEA chief's protection comes as France, Germany and the UK appear poised to declare snapback the re-implementation of UN sanctions on the Islamic Republic over its not allowing IAEA inspections and other concerns. Iran has until August 31 to satisfy those concerns. A Ukrainian military official says Russia's invading forces have entered an 8th region of Ukraine, seeking to capture more ground in their 3-year war of attrition as US-led peace efforts struggle to gain traction. A Ukraine spokesman for local ground forces tells the AP some Russian troops have entered 2 villages in the eastern Dnipropetrovsk region, a major Ukrainian industrial center next to Donetsk, where fierce fighting has been taking place. Ukrainian troops are under severe strain as they try to hold back Russia's bigger army. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.